And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of today's Business Radio Live on 830 WCCO. Specifically, Tom, before I throw it back to you, business tax issues. We're taking calls, accepting calls on that particular point. Business tax issues, if you have them today, at 651-989-9226.
And Danny will be back with Jeff Starboard in just a moment, but at this point in the show, we bring on Jim Poole to talk about a hidden value business resource. And this week, Jim's got a resource for small businesses that may not be able to afford services of their own. Jim, this one's pretty interesting. What do you got?
That's right, Tom. Thank you. Well, what we're trying to do is to find little pieces of value in the marketplace that people may not be aware of, but they can solve business problems with. And a lot of people are coming to me lately and saying, you know, I've got to help my salespeople. I need better prospects for them. How do I do that? Because I look at these big companies like Infosys, and the list that they want to charge me for are very, very expensive. It turns out that the very same databases that provide those lists that you can buy for retail subscription, you can get access to for free. So that's what we want to talk about today. So if you need to create a list of prospects for your people to call on, but you can't afford a list, you can use a product called Reference USA for free, and it's available locally to everybody in the state of Minnesota at your local public library. So if you know that a given industry produces good clients for you, then you want to seek more clients from that industry. And let's say you've determined that the clients of a certain size, say between $5 million and $20 million, work out the best for you, they understand your value, and they're the easiest to close and service, then you're going to want more in that industry. And to control sales expense, you're going to prefer clients like them be no more than, say, about an hour from your location. So you can create a list of companies in the industry that you want, of the size range you want, in the distance from your office that you want, all from your desktop computer or from your local library, and I'm going to tell you how to do that. So every city or county library in the state of Minnesota has access to a database called Reference USA, which is a very good database of 14 million American businesses. And the records for each company in that database include things like business name, phone number, complete address, key executive names, SIC codes, and that's what industry they're in. Employee size, how many employees they have, how many do they bill a year in sales volume, and a whole lot more. In fact, if you end up downloading these records, you'll find there's 70 or 80 different fields for each company. So you'll learn a whole lot about them. And it isn't hard to use. It has a very simple interface. To use it, you can simply log on to your local library's website with your library card and use it online. Or the simplest thing is to get started, go to your public library and ask the reference librarian there to help you use Reference USA. You can only download about 50 records at a time, but you can log in as many times as you want to create as big a list as you need. It costs you nothing now because you already paid for it with your taxes. Reference USA creates prospect lists for free at your public library, and that's today's hidden value resource.
There were diminished use of libraries for small businesses that can't afford to buy access to these lists themselves and get information on potential customers. The library came back, didn't it?
The library came back, and it's time to start going in and getting what you already paid for free to help your business grow.
It's a good idea. We have to take a break. We've got callers in the line. We're going to get to your questions. Again, let me give the phone numbers as we head to the break. 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. Back with more on the other side of more today's Business Radio Live on 830 WCCO.